Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. Ava's here.
I'm here.
Don's here.
I'm here.
Yeah, we had a roll call and I'm here. How about that? That's a big thing. Lots to talk about today. We have got Asian carp story. We have got a chiffon story. And a recent story about a big pike caught in the state of Minnesota. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
How's things?
Good.
Anything eventful happened this last week, Don? Ava? Nothing?
Daylight saving.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah. Hey, it's nice that the sun is still up at 7:30, though.
Let's just pick a time and stay with it. How about that? Let's just pick a, whatever it is, stay with it, run with it.
And I go think with everybody it. Would be okay dropping it, but for some reason, still around.
Moving right along. You know, last weekend was the Northwest Sports Show, one of the bigger sports shows in the Midwest.
Right.
And I was interested to find out, you know, was the numbers were. It was down 50% in numbers.
Oh, wow. It wasn't because of weather.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
That's the quote-unquote storm that never happened.
Oh, yeah, that was.
Exactly.
It's called a snowfall.
Well, but it was a storm that really never happened. It did snow, obviously, but they also had the hockey tournament going on. They also had the deer and turkey classic going on at the same time. So, how they expected to have that event and not have it split? I know they wanted to move it. It's later than it normally.
It's earlier.
Yeah, normally, it's on April 2nd, it ends, winds up in that time frame.
But, right.
You know, I think that's proof that you can have too many shows. I think this year you know,
timing is everything.
It absolutely. But it is the kind of the kickoff, even though it's now earlier. It's a kickoff to, hey, fishing season's coming. I mean, it's.
Well, that's why, I always look forward to going to it, but it's always the end of March, so I have my schedule filled. So
mine too. I said, nope, not going this year. But when it comes down to it, there's a lot of things that start to spur people's interest. And of course, this year, there's no matter where you are in the Midwest, there's snow on the ground and lots of it. And I usually start looking through my tackle and looking through my fishing rods. And, you know, one of the biggest questions at seminars that I get is, and I spend more and more time on it, is rod selection.
Yep.
And fishing rod selection is difficult. It's so funny. A lot of times you say, well, you know, I've got that XYZ brand that is, you know, it's like the top of the line. And I said, what length is it? Well, it's a 7.76. It's best thing for everything. I said, really? What action? Well, it's more medium with a super fast action. I said, so when you cast 1/8-ounce jigs, it's real difficult. You're not going to have the good feel with an 1/8-ounce jig. Well, no. So you paid big money for a rod that doesn't really fit. How about?
Well, it fits, but not for every application.
Yeah, it's going to probably be really good at casting crankbaits. If you're going to have, you know, whether you're, if you're a bass fisherman, heavier crankbaits, if you're throwing like number 5 shad wraps, it's going to be a whole different scenario. You need something with a little bit lighter action and tip. Same thing with vertical jigging. You're not going to want that. It's going to, you know, all these things that come into play, pulling three ways. I mean, you want to talk about tired, make your arm tired? pull three way, pull three quarter or a 3 ounce three way on a 7'6" rod. You know, go shorter.
A little leverage.
Leverage is working against you. So really what it comes down to is this. When you're going out and starting to set up more and more and more rods for your selection, set it up so that you're picking rods that you know by activity. If you're going to be doing three-way setups, run the 6'6"s. I'll run the shorter ones because I'm going to run a heavier weight. I run bait casters because it's just easier to control that one rod. If you're going to run multiples and you're going to run them on multiple lines and rod holders, fine. Go put a 8-footer out there, you know, with a line counter or whatever you want to do. Multiple use there. But really what it comes down to is setting it up so you have the ability to set that rod up for three ways and leave it. The jigging rod stays a jigging rod because invariably we're lazy, absolutely lazy, and we're not going to switch. You know what I'm talking about. So let's say you have set up with a bottom bouncer and you're thinking, you know, I should be running the Lindy rig because I need to move slower. And well, then it's cold. I got to cut everything off and then I got to redo it. And you know, it's not nice weather and they're just not biting. Let's just go to a different spot. And that makes a difference. We've experienced it firsthand on many of those trips we've been on a cab.
Right.
You have to be adaptable. You have to be able to change up. You have to be able to do that. And by having a rod that's set up for that, having multiple rods that you have, not one rod that's expected to do it all, it's the perfect excuse to buy more fishing rods.
Well, yeah, it's like every year, it's like you've got something in your bag of tricks you're missing, and you probably should be looking for it.
Right. You don't have to buy them all at once.
Well, you can't.
You can't?
Well, you can't, because the reason is, on the low end, a rod and reel combo is going to cost you $1.50.
And that's about right, Don. I think, you know, if you're looking at that, you spend 80-some bucks plus on a rod. And until you get your complement filled, then start plugging in where you'd like to have a nicer rod for something you're using a lot. Right.
So I got to ask you, what's the one rod you're missing?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't have a missing rod.
You're not missing.
No, I'm not.
I'm looking for one.
I've got them.
I want a panfish rod, long one for lightweight.
Yeah. I find that my 5.5-footer for my panfish is what I like.
I've got them 5.5-foot to 7.5-foot, but
no, I like it. It's good. So anyway, span out your selection. Don't spend too much money on one rod, unless you want to just absolutely get that one rod. That's a heck of a deal. But really, get the selection of rods out there so you have everything set up. It works for everything that you're going to be trying to accomplish. And you're going to be much more effective when you're on the water. And now's the time to do it. There's specials going on all over the place. And it is the time. So check it out. Hey, hang tight. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk about a record that's never been set before. And I believe we can now say this person is now the GOAT. And a little bit about some pike coming up, too. Stay tuned. Be right back.